Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lavinia and Dane with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the $4.9 billion budget reserved for the 2032 Olympic Games has already been blown out 6 years in advance, with revisions to the budget in the works. Redlands City Councillor Wendy Boglieri echoes the sentiment of locals, acknowledging that while there are many great opportunities the Games could bring, improving financial responsibility through sustainable, long-term financial decision-making should remain the focus for local governments and ratepayers. David Crisafulli, Premier of Queensland, reassured the revised budget, quote, won't cost Queensland one extra cent, end quote.
Grooving the Moo, the Australian music festival that skipped last year and the year before, is making a return this year in a one-off show in Lismore. The festival was cancelled in 2024 and 2025 due to a lack of ticket sales, likely due to the festival's original nature. However, the return comes with a more responsible game plan. Adele Robinson, CEO of Fuzzy, says, quote, the festival belongs to regional Australia. Returning with a one-off show allows us to focus on doing it with the care and responsibility it deserves, while the festival industry continues to navigate rising costs and increased pressure. The traditional owners of East Kimberley in Western Australia are threatening to block the rehabilitation of a defunct diamond mine unless its restoration is performed to a higher standard. Argyle Diamond Mine, after ceasing production in 2020, has been set for rehabilitation, with the owners Rio Tinto eventually planning to hand the land back to the Indigenous owners. However, Keir Dowell, who is the chair of Gelganium Limited, the middleman between Rio Tinto and Indigenous owners, says that they are unwilling to accept the site as it is currently planned to be after demolition, a, quote, giant hole in the ground. Dowell further emphasizes that there is no trust left between traditional owners and Rio, after years of Rio's dismissive practices. New South Wales post-Bondi protest restrictions have been dropped, with the police commissioner, quote, satisfied that the conditions that led to the extension last time do not exist now, end quote. The laws were a pivotal factor in the violent clash between police and protesters, as they removed certain legal protection for protesters when Israeli President Isaac Herzog visited Australia last week. However, according to Commissioner Lanyon, the clashes had little to do with the decision to not extend the restrictions. The legislation was very controversial, as civil liberty and activist groups argued that it removed the people's democratic right to protest without facing the possibility of harm.
In international news, Barack Obama, former president of the US, has clarified aliens are not being kept in Area 51, following his viral comments with American podcast host Brian Tyler Cohen during an interview published on Saturday, where he said, quote, they're real, but I haven't seen them, end quote. He added that he believed there are high chances of extraterrestrial life existing, but that he saw no evidence as president. His appearance has sparked renewed interest into the existence of aliens, with recent polling revealing 56% to 75% of Americans believe in alien existence. Now, for your weather today, Brisbane is pretty sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is 7 and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.